President Trump is already butting heads with European leaders before tonight's NATO summit. He tweeted upon arriving, reiterating his desire for NATO allies to increase their defensive contributions, allowing them a free ride in America's defensive capabilities. Dr. Adam Lockyer is the Senior Lecturer of Security Studies at Macquarie University. He spoke to The Wire's Chris DeStore about the contrasting expectations between Trump and other NATO leaders, as well as the anticipated meeting afterwards between Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
President Trump believes that the European allies are free riding on America's security guarantee. So there's an expectation, a long-standing expectation, that the NATO allies would be spending at least 2% of their GDP on defence. Now, most of them fall well short of that mark. And instead of, well, at least in President Trump's mind, taking measures to guarantee their own security, all they do is they just free ride on America's military, and they accept that the United States to do most of the heavy lifting.
Is there a legitimacy to this?
Well, if you look at the numbers, Germany spends around about 1.3% of their GDP on the military, and which is well below that 2% expectation. If you have a look at NATO overall, the United States picks up about 80% of NATO's bill. It is a long-standing gripe of the United States that the Europeans should be paying more and doing more to help NATO, but this is not new to Trump. Pretty much every president, all the way back to the formation of NATO, has complained that the allies aren't doing enough. What's new with Trump is that he seems to be genuine. He says that he'll start to wind back the United States' commitment to Europe's security and its involvement in Europe's security, whereas his predecessors have said, well, they've grumbled that the Europeans aren't doing enough, but they've always upheld their promise to protect Western Europe if it's ever threatened.
Isn't it in the US's best interest to keep a presence there?
That depends upon whether or not you see Russia as a threat or not. So during the Cold War, the Soviet Union was a serious threat. It was a clear and present danger to the United States and the United States' strategic interests. And so having a heavy involvement in Europe made sense to the United States. Now, here's the big divide between the United States on the one hand, and in particular President Trump, and the European allies when they look towards Russia today and the objectives of Putin. So the Europeans are deeply concerned about Russia, and particularly since the annexation of the Crimea. They see that Russia is up to its old tricks. It might be threatening European peace and stability. Whereas President Trump looks at Russia and Putin, and he thinks everything's fine. And this is one of the big disagreements currently, and it's going to be one of the big stumbling blocks at this NATO summit.
And is that part of it as well? Like, going back to other American presidents who might have thought Russia was still a bigger threat, that they thought Russia's threat to Europe negatively affected America, that it was in America's best interest to keep this spending up and not pull back in the past?
That's right. President Trump, on the one hand, doesn't see Russia as being particularly threatening. He's stated that Russia's annexation of the Crimea may have been legitimate. The United States, on the one hand, sees the European allies free riding, but also that there is no Russian threat at the moment, whereas Europeans have a very different view of Russia. This is going to be one of the big things, or the big differences between the United States on one hand and the other NATO allies.
Trump is also expected to be with Putin in the next few days without aids. So why is it unusual for him to have a one-on-one with Putin?
Many in Europe and around the world see Putin as being a destabilizing force. Trump is acting against mounting international pressure to try to isolate and sanction Russian behavior.
Dr. Adam Lockyer, Senior Lecturer of Security Studies at Macquarie University, speaking to The Wire's Chris DeStore.